All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. My name is Kyle Sullivan. I'm your host, and this is COVID edition. The person we're interviewing today, mom is a nurse and asked that we would do our part. And so we're super stoked to do that and help out the COVID situation. So this is My Wave Podcast, where we're going to talk about the wave that is most memorable to Kai now. We're going to get him here plugged in just a second, but Kai is a young ripper here from Carolina Beach. We're going to talk a little bit about Carolina Beach versus Wrightsville Beach and other places he surfed. But Kai is a sophomore at Ashley High School, and I'm going to find out about his most memorable wave. Before we jump into that, just wanted to encourage you, if you like what you're seeing, you can hit the like button, subscribe, share it, please comment below. And if you listen just on podcasts, thank you. Go ahead and share that, subscribe, and just let people know that we're out here giving it a go, trying to have fun, trying to learn a little bit about surfing, and trying to just encourage people who are trying it to send it, just to enjoy the wave that they get to ride. Today's sponsor is Sully's Archery Tag. Sully's Archery Tag. Archery Tag is a game. It's played like dodgeball, but with arrows. I think Kai's played it a couple times. But yeah, played like dodgeball, but with arrows. Sully's Archery Tag is a local Wilmington business. They bring the fun to you. It's a mobile event, indoor, outdoor archery tag. Check them out at sullysarcherytag.com. So here we go. Are we ready, Kai?
Yes.
Are we ready to jump in on your wave?
Yes.
All right. Now, before we do that, how old are you?
15.
15 years old now. Started your driving, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
About to get my license.
Oh, snap. About to get the license. So I heard, actually I saw first, I think on your mom's Instagram, you bought a vehicle.
Yes, I did.
Not just any vehicle, though. Well, tell everybody what you bought.
I got a 1981 VW bus.
1981?
Yes.
VW bus. It's got the pop top, right?
Yep.
Sick. Sick. You liking it?
Yeah.
Doing all your, is it manual?
Or yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, stalling it all over Carolina Beach?
It's hard.
It is hard getting used
really
to.
It's really hard to actually stall. It doesn't stall easily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good. It's forgiving clutch.
Yes.
That's awesome. Awesome. Is your dad teaching you?
Yeah.
Been teaching on that?
Yep.
Good deal, man. What color? What color is it?
Light blue.
Light blue?
Yep.
Sweet. What's your next project on it?
I think we're going to put a new canvas in it.
Like okay.
The pop top.
Good.
Cloth.
Good. Yep. That is awesome. I can't wait to see it. I've seen pictures, but I can't wait to see it. So Kai, 15. How old were you when you started surfing?
Around seven.
Seven?
Yep.
Yeah. Who took you out first time?
My dad.
Yeah? Yeah, he'd been surfing a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so dad threw you on a board?
Yep.
And said, let's go, boy.
Yeah.
So was it sink or swim, or did he walk you through the steps, or how did that come about?
I think I had floats on. Pretty sure.
Yeah? That's cool. That's cool. You remember what board it was?
It was a like 6 foot NSP.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
And did you stand up that first time?
I don't think so.
Do you remember your first wave that you stood up on?
Nope.
No?
All right.
Been thousands of waves in between then and now, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots.
Now, I've had the chance to surf with Kai a few times at Carolina Beach, just once or twice at Wrightsville Beach. Kai was instructor for Shredder Surf Camp, so I got to see him every day messing around on an 8 foot foamy during break time, or if there was ever waves, it was always fun. Kai is a competitive surfer.
Yes.
You surf ESA?
Yes.
Yeah.
ESA and sometimes Grom Tour.
The Grom Tour?
Or no.
What's it called? The Grom Tour?
I think so.
Yeah. So you surf ESA locally.
Yep.
And those competitions traditionally have been held at CB.
Yep.
At Carolina Beach. But this past year, they moved them around a little bit.
Yeah, they moved them from, like, Wrightsville Beach to Poo Pipe to North End.
Yeah.
Like, all around.
Yeah. Now, Poo Pipe, you just grossed out some people who are learning here. See, so how do surf spots get their names, Kai?
Structure, where location.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Poo Pipe, what is the Poo Pipe?
It's a big pipe that just runs out in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
Holes.
Yep. I surfed there with you a while back. It wasn't a hurricane swell, but it was a fun one.
Yeah.
So Poo Pipe, and then they, the Wrightsville Beach, they had it. And then did they do one up at Surf City, Topsail? I thought that was on the schedule, but maybe not.
They maybe had it, but I didn't go because
it's
a far drive.
Then you went on to Easterns?
Yep.
Yeah. This year, how'd you do at Easterns?
I got third in longboard, first in boogie board, and I don't think I placed in shortboard.
Shortboard.
Yeah.
You did open longboard as well? Or was the third place in open longboard?
I think it might have been open longboard.
Now, that was at Jeanette's Pier.
Yep.
In the Outer Banks Nag's Head. And it was massive.
It was really big.
Like, huge. You can go check that out on their website or whatever, but it was cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough conditions. Yeah. Did you make it out? Or did you short surf inside?
I did not paddle out when it was massive. Like, the third day, it was like 15 foot and glassy, but I was not paddling out. Way too big.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about your most memorable wave. Was it one of those at Easterns, one of those massive waves? Or
no.
Where was it?
Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico. How long ago?
Last year.
Last year.
Right around now.
Puerto Rico.
Yep.
You disappeared right after Christmas, right?
Yep.
That's right, because I remember you missed that first week of school or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Puerto Rico, what break at Puerto Rico?
Surfers Beach.
Surfers Beach, so on the west side. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, so describe the day. Sunny, cloudy?
Very sunny, hot.
Yeah. So perfect. January, perfect. Hot, perfect. The wave was perfect. The conditions.
It was just fun.
So what happens? You flew down there with your family. Or who'd you go with?
I went with two of my friends and their parents.
Uh-huh.
And then four of my dad's friends.
Okay.
And one of my friends showed up a day early and got everything set up.
Okay.
And then we all came.
Yeah.
And then woke up and surfed next day.
Okay, so you showed up. Yeah. Did you take your own board or did you rent one while you're there?
We all took our own board.
Okay, nice. Did you fly into San Juan or Aguadilla?
Aguadilla.
All right. Yep. Trying to get a couple of trips to Puerto Rico this spring break, so I'll keep you in mind. Nice. But you get there. Was there waves before you got there?
Yeah.
Did your friend surf them?
No.
Okay, they just got there and set up.
Yeah.
So
I think they got there like the night before.
Okay.
And like got everything situated.
So then you guys flew in.
Yeah.
Did you surf that day?
We came in at like 1 o'clock at night.
Okay. In early in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. So kind of a late, early morning, dark.
We only got like 4 hours of sleep. Woke up.
Yeah.
Went surfing.
So Surfers Beach, you got to go down that long hill, right?
Yeah.
So you really can't, did you see the surf before you descended down the hill?
No.
No. As you get to the hill, did you go to the right or did you go out to the left?
I think we went to the left.
Okay. Okay.
Just
parked right there.
Yep.
Walked out. What did you see?
We went to the right.
Over by the skate park?
Yeah. Okay. We went to the skate park.
Okay.
And first day we went, and it was at least like, I think it was 20 foot.
Nuh-uh.
Just like, the wave wasn't surfable.
At Surfers Beach?
Yeah.
So did you paddle out that day?
No.
Did you surf anywhere else?
We went down to Ring, like Sandy's Beach in Rincon.
Yeah, yeah.
And pull out Sandy's, it was like 15-foot beach break. And that was sketchy.
Yeah. Did you get any?
I got one little one. Went in.
Just to say I did it.
Yeah.
That's cool. A lot of people out?
At Sandy's? Yeah. No.
No.
No one.
Where was everybody?
Probably Rincon.
Oh, okay. It was firing.
We went down there for like late afternoon. Uh-huh. And it was just like perfect. Just lined up.
Dreamy. Yes. Dreamy. Did you paddle out there or just watch?
Yeah, we paddled out. Okay. But we were only able to get like two or three waves.
Yeah. A lot of crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See anybody famous? No. Have you ever surfed with anybody famous other than me?
I don't think so.
No?
Nope.
Okay. So, Surfers Beach.
Yeah.
You get down there. You're looking at just beautiful conditions. This was the next day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it was a little smaller maybe?
Yeah, it was like probably 7 foot.
Okay.
Or like everywhere else was like down at Wilderness, it was still like 20 foot.
Okay. Storm moved on and it was kicking it back around. Okay. So 6 to 8 foot, clean still?
Yes, very clean.
Crowded, a lot of people?
Yeah, it's crowded, but there's just so much beach, like so many different breaks.
Okay. I've only been to Surfers Beach when it's been like this tall. Yeah, I was really, really bummed. So I didn't paddle out there. But I could see just looks like a beautiful, beautiful spot. So you paddled out with your dad, with your friends, with the crew. And what were you riding that day?
I was riding a 5'2 custom local board.
Local for Wrightsville Beach?
Yeah.
Okay. Who shaped it for you?
I don't remember.
Was it the green board?
No.
No.
It wasn't the green board.
Not one of your sponsors, right?
No.
Okay, good. You'd be in really big trouble if you couldn't remember your sponsors board.
not one of my sponsors.
Yeah. Now that brings up the question, who are you sponsored by?
I'm sponsored by Aussie Island and Indojax.
Okay. Aussie Island, local surf shop. Indojax, which is a surf camp and surf charity.
Yep.
Yeah. Local Wrightsville Beach folks. What about surfboard equipment? Aren't you... Not anymore? All right. We won't mention their names.
Yes.
No longer. Well, cool. So you're looking for some more sponsors, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
All right. So, hey, check them out. You want to share your Instagram? You post a lot of pictures on Instagram? Or
No. I don't post anything.
Check them out, ESA, and you can see his results and hook him up with a sponsorship. All right. So you're paddling out with the crew, Puerto Rico, beautiful conditions, 6 to 8 foot Surfers Beach. What happened next?
So everyone else was like, straight out front, and there's a big slab like way down the beach, so we paddled down there, and we pretty much all just surfed right there. There was no one there, and I got one ride that just went all the way back to the other end of the beach.
Oh, okay, so you paddled out and you said slab. You talking about the rock, or are you talking about the wave was a slab?
Like the rock. There's
a big rock down there.
That's just like a tabletop.
Yeah,
and it just has a perfect wave.
Yeah, it was sucking around that and just picking that piece up, and nobody else was there, huh?
Nope, everyone else was down at like the other end.
All right, and this wave is breaking right. Going down the beach.
Yes.
It would be, so heading west. So it's a right now. You goofy footed or regular footed?
I am regular.
Regular meaning what?
I am front side on a right.
Front side on the right, so right foot's back.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm goofy footed, so I'd be a backside for me. So, you saw it coming. Were you all fighting for waves, you and your friends, or were you like, you take that one, you take that one, I'm scared, or what was going on?
I may have dropped in on someone on this wave.
On that wave. Hopefully it was a friend. Hopefully it was a friend. It was. Okay. All right. So you didn't call it.
Nope.
Was it too far? Was the friend too far back?
No, I think I just took it. I think I was just like, this is my wave. You've taken so many waves from me.
Okay. Okay. Like, so you're getting back at them a little bit, a little bit of friendly fun. All right. So now explain what it means to drop in on somebody.
Means if someone has priority on you.
Okay.
And you're in front of them on the line, you just go and they go. And if you guys were going at the same place and didn't see each other, you would run into each other.
Okay. Okay.
And it would be your fault.
Yeah. So priority means at this particular wave, he's closer to the peak.
Yes.
Okay. Because this wave is kind of acting like a point break, right? Coming off that rock and then breaking, heading right. Mm-hmm. All right. So you saw him. He was digging for it. But you were like, mm-mm.
And then he was going and he turned and I kept going.
Yeah. So what? Did you take a high line or did you drop in and bottom turn?
I think I just dropped. I like took off really early and just turned instantly so I didn't run into him.
Okay. So he was really already up on it?
Sort of.
You are a bad friend. All right. So did he eat it right after that?
Or? I think we kept going and together. He just jumped off.
All right. And he bailed.
Yep.
All right. So took a high line to avoid getting him. Mm-hmm. And then what was your next maneuver?
A cutback.
Okay. So you cut back to get into the...
I cut back because it was just like racy.
Yeah.
Like, you could just pump forever. And there was like no end.
Okay.
So after that, I just kept pumping.
Okay.
All
so
the way then.
Cut back, turned back into it, got in the pocket. Was it barreling?
No. We'd never found any barrels.
Oh, wind wasn't offshore. I mean, it's a big cliff, so the wind would have to really drop down.
Yeah.
Okay, but it was clean.
It was clean, yeah.
Sick sound. I'm trying to paint the picture in my mind, and hopefully our listeners are doing the same. And especially those listeners who have been to Surfers Beach and have surfed it when it's good are probably reliving it with you. All right, so dropping in, riding, pumping. Did you do any turns, any maneuvers?
I think at the end I went for a snap.
Yeah.
Just flew off because it was so much speed.
Yeah, you're just flying. You're just trying to hold on and it's just screaming down the line.
Yeah.
That's fun. Why was this wave the most memorable? I mean, because you've surfed Big Hatteras, you've surfed Big Nag's Head. Have you traveled any other places other than Puerto Rico to surf out of the country?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica?
Yep.
Probably had some fun days there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, was Costa Rica like offshore almost all year round?
Yeah.
One day I'll be there. Now, that takes me back a second. International travel. You went with Indojax to India, didn't you?
Yep.
What did you all do in India?
We took an orphanage of orphan girls surfing and taught them how to surf.
How was that?
That was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long were you there?
I think a week.
Really?
Yep.
That is pretty cool. Now, these girls obviously had to live close to the beach.
No.
No?
We drove like 5 or 6 hours.
With the girls?
Yep. On a bus that only, like, a normal sized bus.
Uh-huh.
And there's at least like 50 of us.
50 of you on there?
Yep.
And boards?
Yep. Boards are just piled on the roof.
Yeah.
Whenever we were pulling out, we had to take sticks and lift the power lines.
Nice.
The power, your boards were hitting the power lines.
So these girls, had they ever done anything like this before?
I think it was a, like, normal routine, like, every year.
I know he goes down there every year, so these girls are some were probably new. Some were probably like, yay, we get to do it again.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Were they pretty stoked?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was neat.
Yeah, I bet. How old were these?
Range from like 18 to 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You found a little break?
It was more like shore found.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But they got up. Some of them rode some white water and stuff.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good waves.
Now, you did that every day, or did you drive down there and just do it one day?
No, we had a place to stay. Okay. We did it for, I think, the whole week.
Yeah.
We were there.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Kind of rewarding to give back, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, something that we kind of take for granted. I've parked at your house and walked with you to the beach. So to live there and, yeah. and to be able, you know, for me, it's a 6 mile drive, but I still pinch myself regularly. Like, wait, I live near the beach where I can do this, you know, when there's waves, which speaking of which, we've had a little flat spell these last, at least 2 weeks, week yeah. and a half.
Since Christmas.
Like, welcome to the East Coast, huh? Thinking of that for a second. Welcome to the East Coast. As an East Coast surfer and as the East Coast competitive surfer, do you think you have an advantage over the kid your age in California that has...
In what waves?
In what waves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say... He surfs, you know, his spot, more consistent, longer period swell, bigger, but you surf right or Carolina Beach,
yeah,
and you know it's inconsistent, but you get thrown into a competition, you got to surf everything, right?
Yeah,
it's not like this wave window or this window, and we're gonna pick the best day. It's just yeah. here's the competition.
It can be ankle high and yeah. run it.
So you think of that. Look at the greats, Kelly Slater. Mm-hmm. You know, look at recently Caroline Marks. You know, two Florida surfers. Florida surf okay. and North Carolina surf aren't that much different. But what makes them so much better?
They put in a lot of effort and just... surfed every day.
Yeah.
Just.
The good and the bad.
Like, flap the yo paddle.
Yeah.
And just do
you as think much. Those kind of conditions make you a better surfer?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I was reading an article by Matt Beecham, local or pro up in the Outer Banks, and he was talking about heart and drive and desire. You really got to go for it. You really got to want it. When the conditions aren't perfection.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's cool. That's cool. So, Surfers Beach, did your friends see this wave?
I don't think so. No. I think they saw me paddle back out.
Okay. Because,
like, they just saw how far away I was.
I was just seemed to go forever?
Yeah. It took me at least, like, 15 or 20 minutes to paddle back.
No way.
It was... painful.
Yeah, you should just got out and walk back up the beach.
It goes from the little sandy spot.
Yeah.
And then all sharp rocks.
Yeah.
Just like destroy your feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you get beat up? That trip?
Oh, me and my friends went and walked on them barefoot. It was painful. Getting
sea urchins?
No.
Well, that's good.
I didn't touch the bottom at all. Luckily.
Where else did you surf in Puerto Rico?
We paddled out at Wilderness once.
Uh-huh.
And that was massive.
Really?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I caught one little one, pulled out. And then my last one, I was just looking for a bomb because I knew I didn't have to paddle back out. Just like, okay, we can catch one.
Right.
And I was taken off and this old lady on a longboard just drops it in front of me.
Oh, no.
I was like, it was fine though because like, she was on a massive wave and yeah. she was like 70.
No way.
I was like, wow.
She was charging at 70, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Need to get her on a podcast. Yeah. That's cool. Now, 15, sophomore in high school, doing any other sports?
I run cross country.
You run cross country?
Yep.
All right. All right. For Ashley High School?
Yep.
Yeah. How's that going? Because we've had a yep. weird year. They pushed everything back because of COVID, yeah. and so you're running in the winter now, right?
Yeah.
Rather than the fall.
Feels a lot better.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Around here, it gets pretty warm.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, cool. You got more races coming up?
Well, varsity has one more, and I'm an alternate, so if okay. someone gets hurt, yeah. I'll run for them.
All right. Well, good deal. Good deal. Do you have any other sports?
No.
No? You like to fish though, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I fish and skate, but yeah. That's sort of just like
that's what hobby. You do when it's flat.
Yep.
Cool. So 15, looking ahead, your future, you see yourself surfing the rest of your life at this point?
Yeah, probably. I'll probably surf.
Do you see a career in it?
No.
No?
Just fun.
Just for fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I can find a career in surfing, that would be sick.
Right. They're out there. They're out there. Yeah. Well, that's cool. What do you want to do in the future? You have like this is what Kai now is going to be in 10 years.
I have no clue.
No clue? That's all good. That's all good. I don't know about you out there, but when you were 15, did you have a clue? No, I see all the audience out there shaking their head. Nah, they didn't have a clue either. But if you could help a newbie, somebody just starting out, with one bit of advice, what it would be?
Don't give up. It's frustrating, but just don't give up.
Yeah. What's the most frustrating part about surfing?
Not being able to catch waves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What keeps a person from catching a wave? Like, because working at a surf camp,
yeah,
you try to explain how to catch a wave. And then you take them out and you assist them in trying to get into, you know, whether it's a whitewater wave and they stand up on the foam, or you try and get them on an unbroken wave. You know, what? Don't give up. But like, how do you encourage them?
Tell them they'll get it next time. keep wave by wave.
Yeah, there's always another wave.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. After you surf, where do you like to go eat around CB?
Flamin' Amy's is good.
Flamin' Amy's is excellent. That's a little bit of a drive between Carolina Beach and Wrightsville Beach, but it is some good food. Yeah. Flamin' Amy's bowl with a shout out from Kai. Let's see here. Can you think of anything else you'd like to share with the audience? No? Well, Kai, it has been great to have you on My Wave podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope maybe you've inspired somebody, or at least maybe somebody sitting back and they're reliving that wave that they've surfed there at Surfers Beach. But yeah, we look forward to surfing with you in the future. And hopefully we'll get a little swell in here soon. Yep. As we wrap it up, want to always try and finish it up with this little thought. I'm into Bible sports, and you know, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher or whatever. But did you know that surfing is in the Bible?
No.
Yeah. Check it out. Acts 27, verse 44. Paul's in a shipwreck. The ship is busted up on an outside rock, a little reef, maybe sandbar and whatnot, and then the waves are just pounding on it. And it breaks the ship up. And it says in Acts 27:44, they all made it to shore, some on pieces of the ship and others on boards. I think they were surfing. That's just my personal opinion. Anyway, a special shout out to Copilot Studios, and check them out at copilotstudios.com, I believe, and, or maybe not, Instagram, Copilot Studios. You'll find them there. And thank you all very much. Have a good one.